This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
I met Gene for the first time when he came to be my brother's best man at his wedding. I opened the back door and there was Gene.
It didn't take long before Carolyn and Gene had fallen in love.
When we first met, he was studying geology at Princeton while I was in California. We wrote to each other every day.
In 1951, Carolyn and Eugene Shoemaker were married. They built a home together in Flagstaff, Arizona. And at first, Carolyn stayed at home raising the kids, while Gene, he was off working in what was then an exciting new field, outer space.
We stand on the threshold of a great new age of exploration. Its ultimate destination, the furthest reaches of the universe. Its goal, the innermost secrets of the cosmos.
As an astrogeologist, Gene, he would stare through the telescope, and he'd wonder about the origins of the universe. And Carolyn, who never really cared for science before meeting Gene, she couldn't help but marvel right alongside of him.
For as long as I knew Eugene, he had his sights set on space. All these years later, I can't believe he's still up there, my man on the moon.
It's true. Gene is on the moon. And this is the story of how he got there. I'm Drew Beebe, and this is Great Big Story. On this podcast, we're bringing you tales of the delightful, curious, and unexpected world that we all live in. Today, we'll hear firsthand from Carolyn Shoemaker. She'll tell us how the love between her and her husband Gene changed the night sky forever.
Space is there now within our grasp. It's now within the possibility to be explored.
Gene wanted to go to the moon more than anything else since the time when he was a very young man.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
When Kennedy announced that they were going to send a man to the moon, Gene was terribly excited.
By striving to do this and by being bold enough to go ahead and explore not just the moon, but beyond the moon, we'll be engaging in an activity that leads us on as a nation, gives us forward momentum.
Gene didn't just hope to go to the moon. He was both geologist and planetary scientist, and he felt that we had a lot to learn about the origin of the moon. And so he worked very hard to prepare himself so he would be ready to step foot on the moon.
When astronauts stand on the surface of the moon, they will be part of what President Kennedy called the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
Then he got the medical test. It was discovered that he had Addison's disease, which is a failure of the adrenal glands. That meant that there was no prospect at all of his ever going to the moon. Gene felt terrible when he realized this. He felt like his goal had suddenly disappeared. At the same time, he was not a quitter, and he believed that other men should go to the moon. And he did his best to see that such people were prepared and started working in the Apollo program.
All astronauts receive intensive academic training to assure that they have achieved a common level of spaceflight knowledge.
He set up his own mock lunar site over at Meteor Crater in Arizona. Meteor Crater was such a good example of what they might see on the moon.
Classroom work is supplemented with field trips. The astronauts collecting samples on the surface of the moon
will have the equivalent study of a master's degree in geology.
He helped train Neil Armstrong. He helped train many of the astronauts. He could show them everything, and he enjoyed explaining the science to them.
Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
He often talked about wanting to go to the moon after Apollo 11. It was still a dream, although he knew he couldn't. He was realistic about it, knew that he had no chance. But at the same time, he would be looking at the moon with that in mind. After the kids had grown and were out of the house, I was looking for something to do, and Jean suggested maybe I would be interested in astronomy. And I thought, no, I've never stayed awake a night in my life. I don't think so. But it was about the time that Voyager was going by Jupiter.
Jupiter, largest of the sun's nine planets, was photographed close up by the Voyager's 1 and 2 spacecraft.
And Jean suggested I could go over and watch those images come in. And they were so exciting.
What their camera eyes recorded as they passed by the giant planet's churning clouds were ribbon-like streaks of red and brown and yellow.
And I thought, oh, I've got to see more of this. My career as an astronomer took off. I was very interested in comets.
The unique comet was co-discovered by Eugene and Carolyn Shoemaker. It's one of 32 comets which they have discovered.
I'm in the Guinness Book of Records for finding the most comets of anyone at that time. And that earned me the nickname of Mrs. Comet.
Is there a certain amount of sadness seeing the comet begin its death?
Well, Carolyn's a little bit sad to lose it. I did purchase a string of pearls for her to make up for the string of pearls in the sky she's going to lose.
Carolyn and Jean had even more in common now. Together, they would travel the world to explore impact craters and marvel at the night sky. Jean understood that he would never become an astronaut, but one day he would still make it to the moon. And that is coming up in a minute on Great Big Story.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The Assignment with me, Audie Cornish.
Okay, by now you have probably heard that rappers Kendrick Lamar and Drake went after each other in a once-in-a-generation rap battle. By the time algorithms were done, the Kendrick-Drake beef had reached far beyond the walls of hip-hop. What can we learn from the first great rap battle of the streaming age? Listen to The Assignment with me, Audie Cornish, on your favorite podcast app.
This is Great Big Story. I'm Drew Beebe. A lot of what we know today about the moon, it comes from Gene Shoemaker. Not only had he helped train the astronauts that would eventually land on the moon, but he also helped map its surface and played a huge role in a lot of NASA's moon missions. And now, with his wife Carolyn as a scientist right alongside him, their exploration of the universe entered a new phase.
We went to the telescope looking for the objects that might hit the Earth. And if they hit the Earth, they make craters. And that's where Gene was excited, thinking about the origin of the universe. Gene had a dream of seeing an asteroid hit the Earth, and he would rush over and map it. We traveled to Australia for 12 years in the summer. Australia has a lot of impact craters. It had the oldest land surface available to study. We spent most of our time in the outback. We were out there in the bush, looking at the sky. We were living out of our truck, and we were able to camp out under the stars, which was really special because their sky was just magnificent. And it was different from ours. It was upside down. And one day we had camped out, and then we were headed further to meet a friend who was going to do some mapping with us. We were on a very rough track. We were coming up on a big curve. We were just looking off in the distance, talking about how much fun we were having, what we were going to do. And then suddenly there appeared a Land Rover in front of us. I was thrown into the well there in the front. I was thrown against the gear shift and I couldn't move. And I thought to myself, well, Gene will come around like he always does and rescue me. And so I waited and I called and nothing happened.
Shoemaker and his wife were in Australia to search for asteroid impact craters when the accident occurred. He was 69 years old.
And one day, when I was in the hospital, I had a call from a fellow astronomer, and she said, I'm here working on Lunar Prospector, and they're about to send a mission up to the moon. I wonder if you would like to put Gene's ashes on the moon. Would you think about it? And I didn't really have to think. I said, yes, I think that would be wonderful.
7, 6, 5.
And I gave her the ashes. They were put in a capsule on Lunar Prospector.
0, and liftoff of the Athena 2 rocket and the Lunar Prospector spacecraft on a voyage to rediscover the moon.
When Lunar Prospector was sent off from the Cape to go to the moon, the whole family was there to wave Gene goodbye. After the mission of Prospector was completed, it had done its work. It ran out of fuel, and it crashed into the moon near the South Pole, and that's where Gene's ashes are now. Gene spent most of his life thinking about the moon, so it was kind of ironic that, in the end, Gene's ashes should go to the moon and be part of that story, too. He would have been very pleased to know that that happened.
I think there is something special about solid or rocky places. It's more like the world we're familiar with under our feet, even if it's bizarre.
I miss him always. But to this day, you know, I look up at the moon and I can imagine him up there with his rocks looking down at me. He still lights up every single one of my night skies.
Carolyn Shoemaker is a planetary scientist. In her career, she's discovered 32 comets, 160 planets, and over 500 asteroids. At the age of 91, Carolyn's now retired. And to this day, her husband, Eugene Shoemaker, is still the only person to be buried on the moon. The Great Big Story podcast is a production of Great Big Story and CNN Audio. This episode was produced by Isabella Bartolucci, Trisha Gopal, and Evan Chung. Our executive producers are Sadie Bass and Megan Marcus. Francisco Monroy is our engineer. Additional production by David Toledo. Raj Makija is our senior production manager. Special thanks to Katie Hinman and Ashley Lusk. Courtney Koop is our vice president of digital productions, and Ashley Kodiani is our Vice President of Brand and Digital Strategy. We'll be back with a new episode next week. I'm Drew Beebe. Thanks for listening.